Greetings listeners of the podcast Paleo Bites. Host Matthew Donnell left his microphone in the car all the way down in his apartment building's parking lot, and since he's on the third floor he's too lazy to go down and get it before this episode is due to release. Therefore, he's using this free speech-to-text program to read this message. What a lazy bastard. Anyway, he has a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald, where you can find bonus content every month. For Paleo Bites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Jurassic World Dominion, the pretty good and allegedly final installment in the Jurassic Park / World franchise. But since it grossed almost $1 billion, you can expect the next Jurassic World movie by 2027 at the latest. Link is in the description. Thank you for your support. Now I better go get my recording equipment out of my car before it melts in this summer heat. It was very expensive. Have a good day. My apologies, Matthew Donald is having way too much fun with this thing. Just a reminder that he is a 31-year-old man with a job and a girlfriend and his own apartment. Please do not forget that. This message will self-destruct in 1 second.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast that, like a dinosaur skeleton, is a shell of its former self. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone I don't want to say whose apartment is a shell of its former self, because you're packing. And I guess it kind of is, but it's just sad, because you're moving, you're leaving me.
To Boston.
It's Lexi Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. This is the last time we're hanging out while you're here, so we
gotta
record some Paleo Bites episodes.
Yeah.
So, always good to have you
here. Ready to learn.
Ready to learn, ready to make some bad jokes, as
okay.
I do. I mean, not just you, I mean, me, mostly, and you'll just you'll just roll your eyes at them or look at me quizzically.
That sounds right.
That's usually our dynamic. Let's see, I'm trying to think of a dinosaur-related question to talk about with you. You know, I guess we could just do a continuation. Yeah, okay, that's the thing. We'll do a continuation of the one I did where I gave you a list of creatures and you assigned a Hogwarts house to them. But
sure.
I'm going to do a variant of it because you had just recently seen Jurassic World Dominion.
Okay.
So there's some new dinosaurs in that we haven't covered.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what Hogwarts house you think each of the
you
new
probably
dinosaurs...
will have to physically describe it, because if you say the name of it, I am not a pro and I might not. But we can give it a shot.
Okay, so the first one is the one we were talking about earlier, the Therizinosaurus.
That one's a Slytherin.
Yeah. Which is funny, because that one it's a herbivore, but it's mean.
Oh, it's a Slytherin just because it's cunning and seems, I don't know, no spoilers, you know, I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, it did swipe a deer away.
It's got a bigger piece, and I don't know, let's not say Slytherin does not mean bad.
Yeah.
It just had, like, the capability of being sneaky.
Yeah. It was pretty, I mean, it snuck up on Claire when she was on that parachute.
Yeah, and it looks gnarly.
It also kind of has a snake-like neck or goose-like neck.
Yeah.
It could be like a...
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How about the Atrociraptors?
Which was?
The ones that chased Owen on the motorcycle. They're basically like morphs.
Those just look like regular raptors.
Yeah, okay. But they're way meaner.
Well, then, can I say, instead of a house, I think those are Death Eaters, then.
Oh, okay. I mean, sure. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
What about the other raptor, the Pyroraptor, the one that had...
The feathers? That's definitely, like, either Fox the Phoenix or a Gryffindor, because
okay.
of just the colors.
It did look like it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
and it had a lot of courage going in under that ice.
Yeah, that was pretty good, and swam
yeah.
pretty well,
yeah, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's true. Our first Gryffindor, yeah, the Pyroraptor. I like that. Let's see, what were some other new ones? I'm trying to think. How about the Giganotosaurus?
Which one?
That was the big one at the end.
Was it
one with the big spikes?
Okay, that's the one that's genetically bent. Is that a real one? Or
yeah,
is
that's
that,
a real one.
That's a real one. Okay.
Yeah. Although it does look like the Indominus Rex.
I mean, it kind of did. So I feel like
I think it did it on purpose.
It had like white skin, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like that's just straight up Voldemort.
Oh, okay.
Like
it's true.
So I've taken the question. I've made it a little bigger.
Just
than
what
houses,
other Harry Potter?
What characters or other like factions? Like,
yeah.
You know, if there was a really mischievous one, I'd be like, that's a Ministry of Magic person.
What about the one?
Or maybe a Weasley.
What
you
about,
know?
So I guess the Dreadnoughtus, the big new long neck, could be like the place where Hagrid's girlfriend was from.
Olymp? The mountains?
Yeah. What was it?
I don't remember exactly. Oh, Beauxbatons?
Yeah, like the one that, like, in Goblet of Fire when
you
see
the school that she runs.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of giants there, or, like, or is she just a giant?
She is just a giant lady. Okay. That's one big woman.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. This crossover.
Yeah.
Okay, how about the locusts?
Oh, those are muggles.
Those are just muggles.
Those
the
are
most
just
terrifying
muggles,
threat
boring,
of all.
And they're swarming. And they're mindless.
But they also could
like
destroy
humans.
The world if left unchecked.
Yeah, humans. Yeah. 100, that's a great metaphor.
Yeah. The locusts are muggles. The real monster was man.
We suck, man.
We do.
Welcome to the awful party. Party of 8 billion? 9 billion?
8 billion almost.
8 billion?
The dinosaur we're talking about was mentioned once in Jurassic Park 3. But it's been in the franchise in like other supplementary material like video games and such. We're talking about Suchomimus. In Jurassic Park 3, there was a part where, remember Billy, the guy that like...
Billy stole those eggs.
Yeah, I remember Billy.
But
after they see the Spinosaurus, he's talking with Grant, and he's like, it's some kind of super predator, a Suchomimus. And then Grant's like, think bigger. And he's like, Baryonyx, which by the way was a lot smaller than Suchomimus. But the
Oh, so this wasn't in the recent movie. This was in Jurassic Park. I keep forgetting, Jurassic World, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there's the Jurassic Park trilogy, and there's the
Jurassic World trilogy.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So, and then in 2040, there'll be the Jurassic Galaxy trilogy is the joke. So.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's never any new IPs. Anyways, we're talking about Suchomimus. It means crocodile mimic. Because this basically looks like a Spinosaurus, but without the sail.
What was the one that tried to come after Ron Howard's daughter? It was like she hid in a pond and then... Regula-
oh, that's the Therizinosaurus.
That one. Okay.
That's the one with the big claws and the...
That one was the one with the big claws.
Yeah,
I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, that's the...
We did an episode on that. Check it out. We did it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was the one that you compared to Lizzo.
Yeah.
Because although it didn't show it so much in the movie, but it did have a big...
A thick butt.
Yeah, a thick butt and big, thick... It had a pot belly and so although they kind of narrowed it down for the movie, but that's okay. Let's see.
Lizzo does sometimes have long nails, too.
That's true, that's true. In my Megazoic books, one of those is a witch, and she uses those. Well, she has, like, you know, she conjures spells with those long feet.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see.
That's how you come hither to the unsuspecting children. I guess that's more handsome.
It's like a Baba Yaga sort of thing. There's a Suchomimus.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't look so friendly.
Yeah. But one of the things about it is you can see it has a crocodile like head.
It does. Yeah. It looks like the head was taken from its body, or like cut and paste. Like that. Head doesn't match the body.
Yeah, well, the Spinosaurids all had heads like that because they were meant for fish eating. So, type is a Spinosaurid, like I said, a group of crocodile-faced theropod dinosaurs specialized in piscivory or fish eating.
Okay.
Size 31 to 36 feet / 9.5 to 11 meters long, 3 to 6 tons. So, the classic Lexi method of trying to visualize this for you, that's three cars?
Yeah, like immediately went to cars.
Yeah, side by side. Maybe... Maybe an 18-wheeler.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah, like...
he's a big boy.
Yeah. Diet's carnivore, particularly fish, although it would have eaten other things too on occasion.
Could it eat... So, how thick was it?
Thick?
Yeah. Thick.
Well, based on...
Was it a scrawny man?
It looks kind of scrawny in this picture. I don't know. But, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it could still swallow you.
I guess just like humans, you could have a chunky one and a skinny one.
Yeah, it's true. It depends on how well off it was and how many Mountain Dews it drank.
That's true.
If it drank a lot, like me, it'd be a bit thicker. So, no one's pretending these are healthy. It's like the people are like, oh, you shouldn't have McDonald's because it's not healthy. It's like, McDonald's doesn't try to hide what it is.
Yeah, I don't go to McDonald's for healthy.
No, no one does. Yeah. We all go there knowing exactly what we're getting into.
And I'm gonna keep doing
and
it.
what is getting into us
I'm all about that filet of fish.
Yeah, filet of fish,
just like this dinosaur.
Yes, smart. Okay, so time early Cretaceous, 125 to 112 million years ago, so that's,
I feel like that's more recent, right?
Well, I mean, like...
Then, like, T-Rex.
No, T-Rex was 65 million years ago, so it's almost double back.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. So, T-Rex was at the very end of the Cretaceous period, so... but this is, like, early Cretaceous, so... Cretaceous is by far the longest of the three periods of dinosaurs, though, so...
Okay.
It's hard to know. Location, Niger, which a friend of mine has learned recently is different from Nigeria.
Your friend didn't know that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you educated them.
It was described in 1998 to pop culture appearances. Probably its first big mention in pop culture is in Jurassic Park 3, like I said, where Billy is trying to identify the Spinosaurus. Since then, it's been in the TV documentary Super Croc, When Crocs Ate Dinosaurs, and Bigger Than T-Rex. The Pokemon ripoff anime Dinosaur King, the video games Jurassic Park Builder, Jurassic Park Warpath, Jurassic World Alive, Jurassic World the Game, and Jurassic World Evolution. And even though, I think I might have talked about this, you have not seen the third Ice Age movie where they go to the dinosaur world, right?
I don't think I even saw the second one. Maybe okay. I did, like, forever ago.
Yeah, because, like, the third one, they go to a lost world under the ice that has a bunch of dinosaurs
in
it.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
And there is one called Rudy that's has
Rudy.
Yeah, and, like, this weasel, like, is always like, "Hello, Rudy." You know, he's voiced by Simon Pegg.
Mine was from, mine was so, from the Cosby Show. Rudy.
I don't. This weasel's like, "Hello, Rudy." And he has like a sword that's like made out of one of the teeth of this thing.
Oh, crap.
They say it's a baryonyx. Well, they don't say it in the movie. Official material says it's a baryonyx, which is a relative, but it's way too big for a baryonyx. So people are like, "Oh, it's really a Suchomimus." But it's pretty cool. It's white too, like the Indominus.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah, it's white and has red
eyes.
I
don't like white animals.
Yeah.
I'm weird. They like irk me, like, especially if I
see.
What
about sheep?
That's a little different. I don't know, like a spider, like a white spider.
Oh, like the
spider,
white spider. Yeah.
Or like an animal that's typically not white, and it's like an albino version.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, Lexi hates albinos.
In nature, no, I actually know. I don't have that many. I don't have any albino friends, but I know some. Like, I have friends of friends who are albino. It's more of just like in nature.
Yeah.
It's very startling.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's mostly like a white spider. A white spider particularly is creepy to
Well,
me.
You know, like, as you know, as someone who really likes color theory and likes looking at, like, how colors in art work well based on what color combinations evoke what feelings, one of the more creepy color combinations is white and red.
Of course, because it's like vampires and like a bleeding ghost.
Like, black and red is also evil, but it's
black
more
and red
like
reminds me more of like yin and yang.
But it's like a more domineering and like more powerful. Like, white and red's more sneaky.
Yeah, and I
like,
feel like white with red is just violent.
Yeah, like, do you ever see Kung Fu Panda 2?
No.
There's a peacock villain in it who's voiced by Gary Oldman, and he's white and red.
Cool.
And he's actually, even though he's a peacock, he is quite scary.
Is he albino?
Yeah, I think he might be, yeah. But like,
I mean, I feel like a peacock wouldn't be white and red if they weren't albino.
Yeah, but it's like it's a white and has red eye spots. And like,
that's the thing. You know what would be interesting? An albino ant.
There are white ants.
I should Google it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, albinoism is...
Yeah, cool. It happens. So,
I think it's really unique.
It is. As well as in Ice Age, one of these is the main villain in my first Megazoic book. Although, is it the main villain? Dun, dun, dun. Nah, it's just kidding. Or am I? Or am I? You have to read to find out.
Read to find out. No spoilers.
Yeah. The Spinosaurs are an interesting group of theropods, having been adapted for eating fish rather than large herbivorous dinosaurs, and some, like Spinosaurus, took its extreme and became almost fully aquatic, which we now know Spinosaurus had a big newt-like tail fin. So that's pretty cool. It's getting more and more aquatic by the day.
I didn't know newts had fins.
Well, it's like it's not like a fish fin where it like goes out like that, like it.
Oh, okay.
It like kind of like more like a sail, you know, like a you know, like a raised sort of thing here. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm visualizing it to Lexi and no one else because this is audio format. So, anyways, Spinosaurus changes so much that I'm reluctant to devote a whole episode to it right now because it goes through phases. You know, it's like
we all go through phases.
Yeah, like next episode it's goth phase, I assume. Did you ever go through a goth phase?
I did not.
I could see you as being a cool goth.
No, I feel like I was more in like the emo. I mean, I never was emo, but that was more like goth had kind of like died out and emo had emerged.
Yeah.
When we were in high school.
What about punk?
I was never cool enough to be punk in
high
school.
Yeah.
Or I was pretty self-assured, but I was not edgy. Let's say edgy.
Yeah,
I was
not edgy enough. There's a difference between like outward confidence and like, because like, punk is also more like a type of arrogance rather than confidence.
Punk is also a little, like, it's more abrasive, it's more aggressive.
Yeah. And you're just more like, I'm confident, but also friendly.
I'm confident, but I love Harry Potter.
Punks don't like Harry Potter, or I guess they probably do, but in secret.
What, you like Harry Potter, you punk?
All right, so this dinosaur was discovered by fan favorite paleontologist Paul Sereno. And by fan favorite, I mean my favorite, because this is the one paleontologist I've actually met.
Oh.
He did a talk at a Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
My dad knows a paleontologist from Chicago. I'll have to ask him who.
So Paul Sereno, he did this talk in the Museum of Nature and Science in here in Denver, and he's very charismatic, which is good because most paleontological lectures are like, we talk about the caudal vertebra, you know, there's like stretched out further beyond.
Enunciate, yeah, Mr. Paleontologist.
But no, he made jokes. I don't remember any of them, but he was very charismatic.
Okay.
So, but he discovered this, and he and his team went to the desert in Niger, in the Sahara in 1997, and found the first Suchomimus fossils, not procrastinating at all, and describing them the next year. Remember how I said that discovering, yes, and describing is different? This one's like, nope, boom.
Did this one have feathers?
No. Well, it might have, but we don't have any evidence for it.
Okay.
So it would be a hypothesis, because the difference between a hypothesis and a theory is that a hypothesis has no real evidence, but you're just basing it off of, like, this makes sense.
I just put two and two together of something, and it just, like, broke my brain a little bit.
What?
I'm sure you're like, you just realized that? Chickens are related to, or they're birds. Chickens,
yes,
are birds. Birds are related to dinosaurs.
Yes.
I eat dinosaurs.
Yes,
every,
yes, you
day.
Do. Yes, you do.
Holy smokes!
You eat chicken every day. That living,
I mean, not every
living
day,
luxuriously.
I eat like eggs or chicken every day.
I guess that's true. Yep, yeah. We eat dinosaurs all the time. I live with the dinosaur. My roommate's a dinosaur.
Nuts.
Yeah,
I'm badass. I friggin' eat dinosaurs. Yeah, you got a gun? Well, I eat dinosaurs.
Chick-fil-A is a whole restaurant, or KFC is a whole restaurant about dinosaurs.
Chick-fil-A, what barbarians? Like, they're just murdering thousands of dinosaurs.
As opposed to the very pacifist McDonald's that murders thousands of cows.
They murder only some dinosaurs. Sometimes they just murder cows.
Well, cows are obviously the lesser life form, so that's fine, right?
I mean, no. I just think it really sounds badass to be like, I eat some dinosaurs. What did you eat for breakfast? I ate dinosaur. I'm tough as nails.
Yeah. Back then, though, the Sahara was not a vast dry desert, but lush wetlands full of fish big and small, but mostly big. You know there were sharks the size of great whites just swimming in there?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Hypodont sharks.
Hypodont.
Yeah, hypodont. It's like I'm saying.
Hypodont.
Nope. A shark, specifically a group of sharks that went extinct in the Indian Cretaceous. Some of them were freshwater, and they just swam in there. And there were crocodilomorphs like Sarcosuchus that were a whopping 40 feet long. So, don't go swimming in these creeks.
No.
You're not much of a swimmer, though, I guess. I mean, I guess you like pools.
I love swimming.
Yeah?
But yeah, mostly pools.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, lake in Minnesota, but generally pools.
Well, lakes in Minnesota, I'm sure they have so much mosquito larvae in them.
I have only been bitten probably by mosquito probably less than 20 times in my life.
Oh, wow, really?
Like, it's me and my dad, like, they don't like our blood.
Yeah.
Like,
lucky.
Or something. I don't know.
What about ticks?
But on my mom's side, my sister, my mom, and my brother, they get eaten alive, and me and my dad are like, whoop. I don't have to wear bug repellent. Like, and I, not that I know of, have I ever, like, had a tick on me.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad had one once.
You know Ben Stiller? That's how he got Lyme disease, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
He had Lyme disease, and I'm pretty sure it's from a tick.
Oh,
yeah.
That, I mean, that happens. I saw a tick once on my dad because we went to Oklahoma, and we went
how
to this
leak. How did you know it was a tick?
Well, there was one that was on him already, but there was we were trying to get him off. Well, there was one.
And it was, like, stuck?
It was stuck, but then there was another one that was not stuck. It was just crawling on his back. And that's when you realize, oh, right, they're arachnids. They look like spiders. Because normally you don't see them just crawling.
There was one, I will never forget, I was at camp in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And there was a girl, we were all girls, so I shouldn't say woman. It was a girl who was definitely an oddball, but a very annoying oddball. And I didn't love her. But it was also different because I had big germ issues, as you know.
Yeah.
And she had big issues with taking, clean, like hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't shower, any of this, and it was a problem with like a counselor.
Oh,
the counselors would be like, oh, come on, Alyssa, you gotta shower. And then one day I was like sitting down, and then she was sitting down and she was looking forward, and I was like, oh my god, this girl has corn in her hair. She has corn in her hair. So I'm like trying to help this girl out who I don't like, but I'm like, you got food from the mess hall in your hair. And I'm going through picking it out. It's a giant two giant yellow ticks.
Oh god.
With little red little legs. Oh my god.
God, that, I wonder if she had like a, it wasn't
oh
so much.
Oh my God, it took me a while to eat corn again.
I can imagine. I was going to say, I wonder if more like maybe she didn't have a cleanliness issue. Maybe she was just nervous because she was around so many people.
I mean, no, it was definitely also like they were trying to get her like even by herself. Will you go
to
the
shower
by yourself?
Oh, so it wasn't just an anxiety issue.
It was, I'm sure there were some other things going on. Like now that I'm an adult, like looking back, she definitely had some, she was a little peculiar, but there was also definitely just like, she didn't wash her, it was just standard like hygiene.
Yeah, okay, well that's gross.
But, yeah, it was gross, but you know, we were like 10. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Most 10-year-olds.
Hopefully she's learned
most
by this
10-year-olds
point.
Are gross,
yeah.
But the point is, if you ever see corn in your friend's hair, do him a solid. Check it out, because it could be a tick.
All right. So, unlike other theropod dinosaurs, spinosaurids like Suchomimus had long crocodile-like snouts, ideal for snapping fish, and one adaptation in particular was the placement of their nostrils. Most theropods have them right on the tip of their snout.
Like a alligator.
Yeah,
or crocodile. Yeah.
But spinosaurids like Suchomimus had them further up the jaw, about halfway up to their eyes.
I feel like that's a disadvantage.
Well, here's the reason why it's an advantage. That means from above, when they were standing in the water like a stork, kind of more like than a crocodile, they dipped their jaws into the water and could still breathe.
I do see that. Is that the main food that they ate, though, the fish?
Or yes. Was it,
okay, if it's mainly fish, then that makes sense. But otherwise, I was going to say, like, if you're walking around the forest or jungle or whatever the hell they're walking around, and then you have to look,
Westlands,
you know, put your like snout down, you're not getting, you know, because your nose is,
they're sniffing the ground,
But if they are just eating most of the fish, I can see how that's tremendously valuable.
Yeah, they can still breathe. So their nostrils would be above the surface of the water. So rather than like a crocodile, like I said, Suchomimus would be like a giant stork holding its jaws into the water, waiting for a big fish or something to swim too close. But if I were a fish back then, just swim underneath it or like measure how far.
Thank God we're not fish. Fish seem really dumb.
They are really dumb. And also,
not dolphins. I'm talking more like straight up fish.
Dolphins are evil more than...
Dolphins are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Very intelligent.
But they're so evil. They rape each other.
I feel like otters...
they rape you.
Otters are more likely to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Otters are so cute. They hold
otters
me.
Are super rapey. But, Google it. Look it up.
But
otters are rapey.
Otters...
They don't rape you, but they do rape each other.
I can believe that. But that's that's so sad, because like, I love it when they float in their backs and they sleep all holding hands, so that way
don't judge a book by its cover.
But
otters
so
are vicious.
Okay. That's a shame. But no, fish, I feel like, are dumb. But also, can you imagine if you had Dr. Doolittle powers, you could just blow a fish's mind by being like, not only is there a world outside your tank, but there's also like, space.
Yeah. That's how it'd be like looking at my cat right here. It's just like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
How lucky you are.
I know. Like, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to know that you're not living on a planet that we're slowly poisoning to death?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Anyways.
True.
So unlike its relatives, Spinosaurus irritator or Ichthyovinator, Suchomimus had no spine on its back and also didn't have the weird newt-like tail fin that Spinosaurus had. But that meant so it wasn't quite as aquatic as Spinosaurus. It probably didn't swim nearly as much. But that doesn't say it never swam at all, though. It just...
Well, and also based on the picture you showed earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's just an artist rendering of what they think it is. But they were like a T-Rex on like two feet.
Yeah, most,
like,
yeah, like,
okay.
Like most
and then
theropods.
The other
or
the
all
tiny
theropods.
The tiny arms were up here. Okay,
the arms were bigger,
well,
relatively
bigger, but not like a
than a T-Rex's. Like,
yeah, that's bigger.
Yeah, they could actually touch each other.
They could clap. You know,
it's not like that thing that like
how terrifying would that be?
Yeah. Oh, it's
a clapping dinosaur.
That reminds...
You think that's scary? Watch this dinosaur clap.
Well, and it's not like that. They held their hands in a way that's like...
It's just too humanizing.
Yeah. Well, like, dinosaurs in the older Jurassic Park movies, they used to have what they called kangaroo hands, where they held them with their palms facing down towards the ground. But we actually know that they held their hands like this, with their palms facing
towards
each other. So they would probably clap.
I don't like that.
And they actually fixed that for Jurassic World Dominion, for the new one. The T-Rex, too, instead of holding its claws like this, it held them like this.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that nuance.
Yeah, anyways, it's pretty cool. Good stuff. Anyways, let's rate Suchomimus 1 out of 65 million.
You know, maybe, I'm feeling bad for doing this, but like,
you know, I mean,
it seems like there's, besides the cool nose placement, seems like there's nothing super special about this dinosaur.
I mean, it's basically... I mean, well, here's what I think is special about it. So what we used to think about Spinosaurus, like in Jurassic Park 3, is this big, long-legged, like land-based predator with a long crocodile-like snout or whatever. Now we know new information about Spinosaurus, and we know that it's not that. It has much shorter back legs, and to the point where it might have almost walked on four legs.
But
and
it doesn't.
It doesn't quite, but it almost did. And like it had a newt fin and spent most of its time in the water. So, but Suchomimus is still kind of that is what it was in Jurassic Park 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's still kind of cool.
I mean, like I'll give it a solid Michael Jordan 23.
Solid Michael Jordan 23 million.
Yeah, 23 mil. Yeah.
Solid 23.
And
was that his shoe size?
I'll give it some. No, it was his number on the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
I know a sports fact. Isn't that crazy?
Who are you?
I grew up in Chicago. So,
oh, well, that's fine. I'm in Denver. I couldn't tell you anything about.
Well, Michael Jordan, he's from Space Jam.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, even if you don't.
What is even our team? Oh, the Nuggets, right? Yeah, is it the Nuggets?
Which when we moved here, when I was 12, I was like, Chicken Nuggets got
yeah.
their own, own
Going
team.
Back to chicken, back to dinosaurs. Unlike the Toronto Raptors, which are my favorite basketball team because it's dinosaurs.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. That is a pretty cool name. And they're probably really friendly because they're Canadians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyways.
Yeah, 23 mil.
I'm going to give it a little
and
bit
And I
higher.
Give it a dinosaur round of applause.
Oh, just like...
Yeah, a terrifying dinosaur round of applause.
Well, so funny, they didn't really have palms.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think
so they could just clap their fingers, their claws together.
The reason why it's terrifying is because it's so humanizing. Or maybe it's not so much like a clap. It's one of those Mr. Burns types of situations where it's like...
Oh, like this, yeah. Oh, where
excellent.
Drum the fingers together.
Yes,
yeah.
Like a maniacal, evil, thoughtful...
Yeah.
...point of mind.
I could see that.
Yeah, because it is Slytherin vibes for sure.
Absolutely.
So.
I mean, yeah. Well, Spinosaurus always seemed kind
when
of sinister.
And it's slithering around, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to give it like a 45 million because I think it's cool. And maybe I'm just biased because there's one in my book. But and, I don't know. But yeah, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at MattD@MatthewDonCreator.com for your general questions to any of the co-hosts. You can find me on social media at MatthewDonCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDon64 on Twitter, and MatthewDon64 on Instagram. Lexi, where can they find you?
Instagram. LexiTate44.
Yeah, yeah. Get to see some updates on... I don't even remember.
No,
I'm trying to think. Like, it's like you haven't done the TKL stuff in a while. So.
Oh, well, I'm in the middle of a move, so.
I was about to say doing the updates on the move. But I was like, you're not really posting about the move too
yeah.
much.
No, not really. But
you'll be. I'm sure you'll post pictures of.
Yeah,
you're
when
in
I get
Boston.
To Boston.
Yeah,
oh,
I'll be
yes.
like, look at me, I'm a Bostonite.
Soon you can find me in Boston. Thanks,
Dunkin'
friends.
Donuts. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, Harvard, MIT, nerds. I am about this.
Nice. Right. Nice. Anyways.
Maybe I'll meet a paleontologist. You think that's prevalent in Boston? You know, the dinosaurs in the Charles River.
Yeah. The, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah,
well,
it's going to happen.
If you do, hit me up, please.
Yeah, okay.
Hit me
yeah,
up.
I'm going to meet seven of them. You watch.
Okay. And I'd like to know at least three of the seven, too.
Okay.
Like, so.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Please do. Please do. All right. So, I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. Like I said numerous times, there is a Suchomimus, and it's a pretty prominent role this Suchomimus plays in the first book.
Also, there's another book coming out.
Oh, that's right, but it doesn't have a Suchomimus.
It doesn't have dinosaurs in it, but it's still pretty cool.
It's called Testonauts.
Yeah, maybe you should pitch it.
It's available for pre-order right now. So.
It's electrifying.
It's all shocking.
Current.
That is. That's pretty good. It's current. It's
very current.
It's zap. Has, nah.
That's great. If you ever get interviewed about the book, that's what you have to. Well, I love it because it's current. I zinged you. I zinged you again. Get it? Because when you're electrocuted,
yeah,
you
zing. Zap.
Anyway.
It's shocking. It's electrifying.
It's shockingly current. Yeah.
Anyways.
Puns.
Yes. Speaking of puns, we have a lot of them on my other show, The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing, which, by the way, I don't know if I ever told you this. It's currently on indefinite hiatus.
Oh.
Yeah. It might come back. It might not.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know.
It's been 6 years.
You do you.
It's been 6 years. I need a break.
Yeah.
But,
give
me my vigor back to for the show by downloading it a bunch.
Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Exactly. And hope, hey, maybe that means we'll become even closer friends when you leave.
Maybe that's true as well.
You're just like, I don't have to look at your dumb face anymore. But I can hear your nice
Stupid-y.
Voice.
Stupid.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Save the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. Dunkin' Donuts, nerds.
Roar.
I don't know what that was.
Not farted. We're 31.
We are.
Farts are funny.
Farts are always funny.
Peace. That was a wet one.
What is this show?